The oldest living survivor of Pearl Harbor marked his 105th birthday. Joseph Eskenazi from Redondo Beach, California, says it feels great.
I'm glad to be alive at this age, 105 years old.
He marked his birthday at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans. Other veterans representing the Army, Navy, and Marines flew in for the event. Eskenazi says he doesn't know why he signed up.
My hand just went up when they asked for volunteers. Nobody else raised their hand because they knew that it meant death. Because they told you, never volunteer in the Army.
Eskenazi's Pearl Harbor memories include being awakened when a bomb fell, but didn't explode, near where he was sleeping. I'm Ed Donahue.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.